And joining us now on the Space Show is Peter Owad, President of the Space Association of Australia. Welcome to the Space Show, Peter.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and good evening, listeners.
At the opening of the show, I said that Honeysuckle Creek is a name that should be known to every Australian. What does Honeysuckle Creek mean to you, Peter?
Okay, so Honeysuckle Creek is a very historic place in the world of spaceflight. Honeysuckle Creek was home, and I say was because it's now a national park with just a few foundations, but it was home to the Honeysuckle Creek tracking station. And that tracking station was, in fact, the station that picked up the signals and TV pictures from the Apollo 11 lunar module and brought to the world Neil Armstrong's first footprint on the moon, despite what another movie might tell you. But we'll talk about that in a moment.
And why should all Australians know about Honeysuckle Creek?
Okay, I think all Australians should know about this story because it paints a very important picture in the way in which Australia uniquely contributed to the historic Apollo program. At the outset, people should know that there were three primary stations around the world that could receive and, more importantly, send communications to deep space spacecraft in the vicinity and on the moon. There was California, there was Goldstone in California, there's another one in Madrid in Spain, and the third one was in Honeysuckle Creek in Australia, just outside of Canberra. Unlike the other two stations, the Australian station was actually manned by all Australian technicians and tracking station staff. The other ones were staffed by NASA people. So the Australian agreement to have that station in Australia mandated that it was going to be run by Australians, and they did a fantastic job.
Most people would have seen the movie The Dish. We're not talking about the dish that's shown in that movie, are we?
That's correct. The Dish, while it did form part of the communication system for that historic moonwalk, The Dish movie is a bit of a glossing over and simplification of the actual story. The Dish is a radio telescope. It's not a tracking station and could not send any information up to the spacecraft. So the Dish was used as part of the communication system once they'd land on the moon and the moonwalk had started. But at the very start of the moonwalk, when Neil Armstrong was coming down the ladder and put his foot on the moon, the Dish at Parkes could not even pick up signals from the spacecraft. So Honeysuckle Creek could tilt right down to the horizon and actually picked up the moon before the Parkes Dish radio telescope. So once again, all those details were brushed over and set aside for the movie, which upset a number of sort of inside people. Don't get me wrong, I love the movie. It's great. It sort of captures the atmosphere, but it's technically quite incorrect, as I suppose a lot of movies are, just to simplify the story. We can go into the detail of that as you wish, Andrew.